So a sports story for the next couple of minutes. And sports fans, this Sunday, you may not know it, but if you tune in to watch a particular boxing match taking place down in Arlington, Texas, you may actually be witnessing the largest candidate town meeting event in the history of global politics. That's right. When WBO welterweight champion Manny Pacquiao defends his title, he's also going to be running for office back in his home country, the Philippines. Steve Farhood, boxing analyst for Showtime, has met Manny Pacquiao and is here to preview the weekend's action. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. How are you, John?
I love the town meeting aspect, but most people are tuning in for the boxing, of course, right?
I hope so, and it better be good boxing at that price. Let me tell you.
What is the pay-per-view price?
I believe it's $49 or $55. But Manny Pacquiao is very exciting, consistently exciting, so people usually get their money's worth.
No, and in fact, that's really the driver here. Pacquiao is an exciting fighter to watch. He's something that the boxing game really, really needs right now. Who's he up against, and what are his chances?
Well, he's up against Josh Clatty, who's a fighter from Ghana, who's a legitimate contender, but unfortunately, it's really it's not the fight we wanted to see. We wanted to see Pacquiao against Floyd Mayweather, who's unbeaten and was the pound-for-pound best fighter in the world until a brief retirement. So we're hoping still that that fight will materialize because that's the fight that would really help boxing. But in the meantime, this is Pacquiao staying busy and Mayweather staying busy with his own fight in a month or two.
And the Pacquiao match, we should note, is on Saturday, not
exactly.
Sunday. Style of these two fighters, and of course the Mayweather issue, it's natural for the big match to be sort of dangled out there, especially when you can get these like $55 a pop pay-per-view fees. Is this stylistically a good match, even though it's not the one everyone wants?
Yeah, it's almost impossible with Pacquiao not to have a pleasing match stylistically because he's aggressive, he's a big puncher, and Clatty is a puncher as well, a little bit slow and ponderous, but a very aggressive fighter, not a boxer and a mover. So style-wise, it should be very pleasing.
The fascinating thing about Pacquiao, though, is that unlike a lot of fighters, he's really worked out what he's going to be doing after he leaves the ring, right?
Oh, God. He is amazing. He's a professional singer. He's been in action movies in the Philippines. The country idolizes him. It virtually stops every time he fights. And, of course, he's running for a congressional seat for the second time, I might add, in the Philippines. And, John, the irony of it is, from what I hear, the reason he lost the first time and the reason he's expected to lose, at least by prognosticators this time, is because the people love him as a fighter. And as much as they love him, they don't want to lose him as a fighter.
So no matter how good he is, he can't win, right?
Exactly. If he wins in the ring, he's probably going to lose in the congressional seat because his people back home will want to see him fight Mayweather.
So, Steve, we've got to figure out a bumper sticker for Pacquiao here. So what can he say? I'll still fight. Don't worry. Elect me or something like that.
Or I can't win for winning. Something like that. Exactly.
I'll never lose my left hook. Finally, is this a power fighter or a finesse fighter, Manny Pacquiao, for people who haven't seen him?
He's a very exciting action fighter, I put it that way. He's a power puncher. He scores a lot of knockouts, but he brings his speed, and he's become a tremendous, tremendous fighter, someone who the experts are saying now is among the greatest not only of his day but of all time.
Indeed. Steve Farhood, boxing analyst for Showtime. $55 a pop. If you've got it, spend it on the match on Saturday night. It's scheduled to rain in a lot of places around the country. Manny Pacquiao is defending his welterweight championship.